the caves typically are, you know, they host the insect-eating bats, which are really small little palm-sized bats. The other virus hunting goes on with the bats that roost in trees, and these typically are the fruit-eating bats, much larger. The flying foxes are 16 inches long, and their wingspan is orders of magnitude greater than that.
How are they actually, they get to the animals, but then what's the virus part of it?
In the caves, there's a scraping of the guano off the floor. That's bat feces. It's also a source of DNA, genetic material. So it can be scraped there. But then, you know, the real nitty-gritty comes to handling the bats. They try to anesthetize them so they're not wriggling so fast. I mean, these bigger bats, they've got these razor-sharp fangs, and they don't like being handled. So they typically will try to bite you. And so to avoid potential infection, thick rubber gloves should be used. But that poses some challenge for handling the bats. Anyone who's ever had to put a pair of gloves on and try and
do anything,
make some minor repair, yeah.
Let alone a bat.
Exactly. So that's the beginning process.
So, David, what you're describing is how these virus hunters actually try to get the DNA from bats that contain the virus DNA. But I'm curious about why do virus hunters generally do this sort of work? Like, can you walk me through what the intention and the point is behind, for example, going into caves and going into a precarious situation, handling bats? Why do they do this sort of work?
Well, virus hunting has been going on for at least a couple of decades, and there have been differing objectives. I guess the promise of virus hunting in general across the board is to better understand the pathogens that are out there and to use that information, ultimately, it is hoped, to develop a vaccine or therapeutics that could stop an outbreak in its tracks and therefore prevent a pandemic. That is, I think, the sort of the historical basis and to the present, the highest objective of the work.